Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 37. My name is Matt. I am your host. And today we're going to discuss my favorite audiobooks of 2016. Now, to give you a little bit of backstory on how I got into listening to audiobooks, way back in early 2000s when I was in college, one of my favorite things to do was to find the local Borders Books and Music store and literally spend hours browsing through the CDs and finding great music to listen to. And as time went on, you know, my CD collection grew and grew, and my bank account diminished and diminished and diminished. But I found that I became interested in a wide range of different types of music from all over the world. And I thought to myself that after I graduate, if I am in need of a job, one of my favorite places that I think I would want to work would be this Borders Books and Music store. This is a great store. I mean, how can nobody else in the world want to not work there? It's you have great food, you've got great music, you've got great books. And so when the time came, I graduated, and I'm now looking for a part-time job or a full-time job before I start my career. And I get hired. I apply for the local Borders Books and Music store, and I get hired. And one of the reasons why they hired me is because of my experience with classical music. No one else in the store understood the classical music section of the store like I did. And so that was one of the things they did right away. They put me right to work to organize this section that everyone else was clueless about. And as time went on, I was given more and more opportunities to show my value at this store. And eventually, I became in charge of all of the media releases, books and DVDs. And it was always quite interesting because the store would close down on a Monday night, and many of the workers would have to stay until midnight or 1 a.m. putting out the new releases for the next day. Even though we've had these DVDs for days way in the back of the store, we weren't allowed to put them out until the actual release date itself. So imagine, you know, seeing the release of your favorite movie, Star Wars Episode 3 or anything like that, and not being able to buy it. And you could see it, you could physically touch it, but you can't buy it until the actual release date, because the stores would get fined heavily if that were to happen. So being in charge of these new releases for books and for movies, I'd often come by the audiobook releases, and I'd often see these audiobooks coming through once in a while. And I found it really interesting. I had never listened to an audiobook before, and I didn't really know a whole lot about them. But I thought the idea was kind of neat. You know, if you're driving in your car and you didn't want to listen to the radio, you could listen to books. I mean, what a better use of your time than that. You know, if you want to learn about something, you could, if you want to learn a language, you could spend that time in your car learning how to speak a new language. But at the time, I never took the opportunity to listen to audiobooks. Now, fast forward about 3 years, I start working in a school district that's about an hour away from where I lived. And now, with that hour drive, I'm listening to the radio, maybe listening to some CDs that I have from that collection. And after a few years of doing this, I'm finding I'm listening to the same music over and over, and I'm listening to things, and I'm sort of getting bored on my drive to work. That's how I found podcasts and podcasting. And not getting into the podcasting aspect of it, fast forwarding again, after a while, there's certain podcasts that I like to listen to. And I really started thinking about audiobooks again because I got really interested in podcasts and the information that was being provided. And I decided to give audiobooks a try. And so today what I'd like to do is, now after I've been listening for about a year and a half to audiobooks, I'd like to take the time to talk about some of my favorite audiobooks that I've listened to this year, since we're gearing up for the end of the year, in hopes that maybe I can pass along a great book to some of you. And some of these you may have read, others you may not have. So the first book that I want to talk about, I've heard of a long time ago, I heard of, and until just recently, I had no interest in really reading it. I saw an interview with the author and sort of heard his life story and how he had to fight to do what he wanted in his life. He wanted to be an author, and everybody was against him in his family becoming an author. And really, it's a story about he had a passion, and he was willing to take all the chances to take that passion and really produce something worthwhile for the world. And he knew when he was writing this that if it was given the right circumstances, it would be a tremendous success. And when the book first came out, it was not a success. And just by sheer luck, the work that he had to do in order to get this book published became a tremendous success story for Paulo Coelho. That's what I would guess I would pronounce his last name. And the book that I'm talking about is called The Alchemist. And it's a fable about following your dream and not letting the world get to you, not letting other people stop your passions in life. And really, it's a story about becoming self-empowered and believing in your dreams. And it's kind of neat because of the author having that story in his life, using this this book called The Alchemist, sort of telling the same story at the same time. So once again, Paulo Coelho, I believe is how you pronounce the last name, is The Alchemist. Great audiobook. Most of the story takes place in Egypt. And I've heard recently that there actually is a movie coming out, The Alchemist movie. So one of the things that I like to do is, if I'm listening to an audiobook shortly after, I will see if there's a movie of the same audiobook. And you're sort of getting multiple experiences that way. You're getting the narration, which sort of creates one atmosphere or one environment. And then if you're watching the movie, you get a completely different atmosphere. So, for example, I listened to the entire Lord of the Rings, and then shortly after that, watched the Lord of the Rings movies. I think it's a complete experience that way. It's really kind of neat. So again, this the book, The Alchemist, it was just by chance I came across this, and my wife and I actually listened to this on a couple of road trips together, and it was really kind of a neat introduction to a book that I had never intended on reading. So highly recommend it. As far as what I would give it on Audible out of 5 stars, overall, I gave it about 4 stars. The story I gave 5 stars, and the performance, the narrator, I gave 4 stars. I really liked the story. Narration was a little dry at times, but it was still entertaining and a lot of fun to listen to. Next up is one of my favorite books of all time, and I cannot believe that when I was younger, I did not read this story, and for the longest time, I really wanted to read the story, and when the movie came out, I really wanted to watch the movie, and I missed it when it was in theaters, and then forgot about it, and time went on, and I never ended up watching it. The movie came out, I believe, in around 2005 or 2003, something like that. And I'm going to start with the first book of this series because I think it's the most popular and well-known book of the series. And that's The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. And in this book is such a hysterical, laugh-out-loud, funny, well-written, and creative book that I think everyone should read this book, no matter if you're a science fiction fan or not. If you like British humor, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy will bring you to tears sometimes. It's so funny and just absolutely hysterical. Some of the characters' names are just so much fun, and it's such a vast universe of almost seemingly like random ideas thrown together to make an insane story, but at the same time, it comes together actually quite well, and the narrator just brings this book to life. So obviously, most of you probably know that the story behind this is just minutes before the Earth is scheduled to be demolished to put in a galactic freeway. The main character, Arthur Dent, is saved by who will become his friend, Ford Prefect. And by sheer luck, they manage to escape and go on an incredible adventure across the universe using a tablet called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which gives them information on what they need to do to survive in certain areas and items that every hitchhiker in the galaxy should bring with them, such as a towel. It's the most massively used thing in the universe, you know. So I remember hearing the characters like Zaphod Beeblebrox and Slarty Bartfast, just really funny names that make you laugh and giggle every single time that you hear these jokes, and you have Marvin the Paranoid Android, which, coming to mind, you know, I remember growing up and listening to the Dr. Demento radio broadcast and hearing a song called Marvin the Paranoid Android, and really came full circle for me after reading Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If you've never listened to any of Dr. Demento's music, by the way, highly recommend it if you like humor similar to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The old Dr. Demento radio broadcasts are just as funny. Not spending much time on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the next book that was one of my favorites from 2016 is really a classic, and the publisher writes that it's forever considered a triumph of the imagination. And in my opinion, the audiobook blew me away. Number one, because I sort of had an interest in reading it, but I wasn't set on actually purchasing the audiobook, and I had bought it and let it sit in my library for a while, and I read other books, and you know, I was sort of in between books, and I said, well, I'll give this book a try. I'm not sure if I'm really going to like it or not, but once I started listening to it, this book was one of the first books that I read that was narrated by more than one person. And it was immediately sucked into this universe that was quite different than any of the other books that I've read. And the narration was so good on this that I really felt like I was there living this story. And this book was written by Frank Herbert, and it's called Dune. I mentioned it last week in last week's episode because they're making a new Dune movie or miniseries on TV. And just one of my favorites of the year, along with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I gave 5 stars for everything. Dune was a close 5 stars. The performance was really solid. The story was really still solid. If I could give it 4.5 stars, I'd probably give it about 4.5 stars on Audible. Highly recommended if you like the science fiction universe. There was things in the book that I didn't particularly like, and I think there was moments where it sort of dragged on a little bit. And I think that happens in most audiobooks, but as the story went on, it made sense why they expanded certain areas, and they talked about various plot twists that happened between a noble family and you know, common workers. And there's a really a lot in this book about taking care of the environment. There's a lot of politics in this book as far as, you know, nobility versus common workers versus locals, and these local people being forced to work for a government that doesn't support them, and a young boy, another coming of age story of a young boy who would later become a savior for all of these people. And again, sort of, can you accomplish that impossible dream type story? So another really strong recommendation if you've never listened to that book. If you're into audiobooks, definitely give Dune a try if you're a science fiction fan. A few more books to go in my review. I think I'm going to do around 5 books here, and I've done 3 so far. The next book took me all summer to read because in the summertime, I don't travel as far for work. I work at a local park in the summertime. It's about 30 minutes from my house, so I have less time to travel. And this book was about 30 hours long. This book, I was interested in right away, as soon as I heard what the first, very first sentence was of the book. And that's what a lot of people describe this book as. The first sentence of this book has to do with the moon exploding without notice. And what intrigued me by this book is, okay, well, where do you go from there? That is a huge event for a story, and what do you do with it? And of course, I'm talking about Neal Stephenson's Seven Eves. This book was one of my favorite books that I've read of all times. It is such a huge story about what you would do if the world were ending in a catastrophic event like the moon just all of a sudden exploding and realizing things are going to get bad really quick. And I'm not usually one to particularly care for those kinds of stories, but this book did an incredible job of telling a story. Highly recommend it. I don't want to give any spoilers to the book, especially this book. Go read it. Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson. As far as a rating that I gave that book, for the story, absolutely 5 stars. Performance, I gave 4 stars for this book. Overall, 5-star book. And when I listen to audiobooks and I give the little rating for Audible after, I'm really picky about how I rate 5 stars. Just because I want to go back and read those 5-star books later on. So giving a book 5 stars for me really means a lot. So go ahead and check that one out. All right, the last audiobook that I want to talk about is, again, a book that I really didn't have a whole lot of interest in reading. And see, how I listen to audiobooks is I go back and forth. So first of all, I'm a director of a jazz orchestra. And so sometimes I'll use audiobooks to refresh my memory on jazz history or music history in general, or listening to audiobooks for professional development. So I'll kind of go in those phases for a few months. Then I'll want to listen to something fiction or another book on maybe my favorite musician, or I'll take one of the great courses and I'll listen to one of the great courses on something that I'm interested in. And I'll sort of move from category to category. And I never really want to listen to the same type of book twice in a row, whether it's a fiction story or a factual book like about the moon landings or those type of things. And so, as mentioned earlier in the year, I spent several months listening to all of The Lord of the Rings. And it was so long, the story. And I enjoyed it very much. And then I came across this book that's another trilogy similar, in my opinion, to Lord of the Rings. At least that's what I thought when I read the title and the short bio from the publisher summary. This book I just finished a few weeks ago, and it's called The Name of the Wind, Kingkiller Chronicles, and it's day one. It's the first book of a trilogy. Now, to give you a heads up, if you listen to this book, it is part of a trilogy, and only the first 2 books have come out. The third book, as far as I've read, is complete as of last summer of 2016, but it has not been published yet, and it's in the final editing stages. And the author, Patrick Rothfuss, has said that this last book, he wants to remove 100,000 words from it. Now, 100,000 words is a lot. You know, there are some books that are 100,000 words or less. So this first book is 27 or about 28 hours long. And this story captivates you from the very first chapter. And if you let it go and you keep playing it, this story gets so in depth that I've never listened to a book like this before. The main character's name is Kvothe, and he's a young boy who is part of a traveling theater group, and he meets people from town to town, and his life is actually going quite well doing this, and he's not well respected as being an outsider in most communities with his family. But the story is told in his own voice. So you're hearing whoever the narrator is. The narrator is Nick Podal. And the story is being told in Kvothe's own voice. And there's a lot of ups and downs in this story. It's a roller coaster ride. And it's sort of the best I can describe it, it takes place in like medieval times. So you're not dealing with modern technology, but you're dealing with like horse and carriage, great distances between towns, good versus evil, a lot of fantasy and mystical things thrown in. And I have to tell you this as listening to this book, that I'm not really a big fan of that type of that genre. And usually I don't care for those types of things, but this book is the best book that I have read all year long. And once again, it's called The Name of the Wind. It's King Killer Chronicles Day One. Highly recommended. This book, 5 stars all the way around. The performance was great. The story was great. And I'm looking forward to starting the next book soon. I sort of stepped away from it to listen to another book. Again, I don't like to listen to the same thing twice in a row. This book was 28 hours long. The next book is like 42 hours long or something like that. And the first 28 hours were just captivating almost the whole time. There was a few moments where I really wasn't interested in the book, but it always keeps you wondering what's going to happen next. And I didn't really see, like a lot of other books, I didn't really see what was going to happen in the future. So it does a good job of keeping the mystery as well as things progress in the book. And those are my top picks for the best books of 2016 that I've read. Once again, The Alchemist, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Dune, Seven Eves, and The Name of the Wind. Now, let's talk about just really quickly my least favorite book that I've read so far this year. And I don't want to make it negative. And I just want to say I found there was a brand new release of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I've never read the book, but earlier this year I read The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, which is a sequel to this book, and I really enjoyed it. It was narrated by Elijah Wood from The Lord of the Rings. And when I saw that this book came out, it was narrated by Nick Offerman. And if you know who he is, he's from the Community, the real man's man character from the Community TV show, really, who has been quite successful in the comedy world recently. And I thought this was going to be a great time to check out Tom Sawyer, narrated by Nick Offerman. And I read it and I just wasn't thrilled with the narration. The story, I wasn't really thrilled with either. I just my least favorite book of the year. Now, some people say Tom Sawyer is a great book. Everybody should read it. And that's why I read it. Just not one of my favorites for the year. Just happened to me. Maybe it was the time I read it. I don't know. Just released this past September, this particular one. Maybe I'll try another version of it in the future, another narrator, and maybe I'll have a better experience. But my advice, stay away from that one. All right. So we are going to wrap up this episode. Next week is an exciting week. And if you've listened to any of the earlier podcasts from this show, I've talked quite a lot about SpaceX. Next week is SpaceX return to flight. I'm going to have some news on that next week's podcast. And also on the same day, Star Wars Rogue One comes out. So I'm looking forward to watching both of those. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. You can take a look at podnuts.com. Check out the great shows on Podnuts Network. Take a look at also my Facebook page, facebook.com/MRPTechReviews. Send me some feedback, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.